Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's Friday and it's 11 o'clock. It means it's time for our No Prize Pick'em Challenge. We do it every week, and usually it's Amy and me, and then we've got a celebrity with us, and we have a listener, and we have that listener this week. It is Chuck, who is on the show. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Fellas, what's going on?
Hey, we're, you know, everything's going on here today. We're doing great, and we're glad that you're with us today. You are competing against two Battle Hawks players. Are you ready to do this?
Cool.
Yeah, that's right. Battle Hawks defensive end Cameron Kelly is with us in studio. Cam, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Thanks for coming in. It's good to talk to you again.
The rugged Cam Kelly. Rushing the quarterback from the edge.
And this guy, tight end Jake Sutherland, is huge. He's with us. How you doing, Jake?
Good. Good morning, everyone.
The large Jake Sutherland catching passes, running down the field, demolishing defenders on his way to the end zone.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you should have done that instead.
Might have been the best intro I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's really very good. And then, so you're going to go up against Cam and Jake, and then you will also compete against John and me. And do you know, Chuck, what happens if you win today?
Absolutely nothing.
That's right. You get no prize whatsoever. We have nothing to give away. So
a sad state of affairs here in the studio.
You get nothing to give away. All right. So are you guys, is everybody ready to play the No Prize Pick'em Challenge? Of course, you guys get nothing either.
Let's get your company.
Yeah, you're here. This is out of kindness. That's what you're doing here. All right, so what we do is we'll go through about 8 games. We'll see how many we can get through, just NFL games that happen on Sunday. Then the Sunday night game will be the tiebreaker. So you'll pick the winner, and then you will pick the total score, so the total amount of points. Are you ready for this, everyone? We good?
Yes, sir.
All right, so Cam and Jake, you have to come together on an answer. All right, so you get one answer here. So, Chuck, let's start with the stupid Green Bay Packers in Cleveland. They play the Browns.
I'm going with the Pack here. They have the much better quarterback in Jordan Love. Browns, well, you know, they're the Browns.
The Browns are...
Go Pack, go.
That is right. The Browns are, in fact, the Browns are also a 7.5-point favorite. All right, Cam and Jake, who's winning this game?
I think the Packers should.
Yeah. I hate to say it because I'm a Lions fan, but Packers, yeah, for sure.
Oh, you're a Lions fan?
Yeah.
Damn it. It's not going well for me. I'm a Bears fan. It sucks. Yeah, right?
Sorry.
Yeah, I watched what happened last week. That was one of the worst days. John?
The hapless Cleveland Browns against the Green Bay Packers. The game will be won by the Green Bay Packers.
Well,
sweet.
Since there's no repercussions for losing, I'm going with Cleveland just because I can't. I can't with these fools. I can't do it.
Packers are the best team in the league, buddy. Have you not been watching?
Yeah, I've been watching, John. Why do you think I'm like this?
Micah Parsons, Ronge.
Yeah, I know about Micah Parsons, Chuck.
We do have a former UFL St. Louis Battlehawk on the Cleveland Browns, though.
Who?
Mr. Andre Schmidt.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah.
So then, all right. Well, then, oh, yeah.
There you go.
So, like, go Packers still, but make some field goals, Andre.
Yeah. You go.
All right, Steelers and Patriots, both teams are 1-1. Pittsburgh on the road is a favorite by 1.5. What do you think, Chuck?
I'm going with the home team. Drake May is an awesome quarterback, very mobile. I'm not sold on Aaron Rodgers, and Pittsburgh's defense has been very suspect the first 2 weeks. New England at home.
All right, New England at home. Cam and Jake, what do you guys think?
We're going to go Steelers. I am Aaron Rodgers fan, even though he played for the Packers. I like DK Metcalf with him. I think Jalen Warren's a dog. TJ Watt's a dog.
Yep.
So I'm going to go Steelers.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. John?
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
You know, you don't have to do that the whole time. You know what's going to happen?
That's the voice of NFL, buddy, I know. From my youth.
You scratch your throat.
Yeah, you're going to blow your voice out, and then I'm going to have to be by myself for the last half hour. So, John, you're also picking the Steelers?
A team once played on by Cam.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I played Steelers back in 2019, so I know the DNA that they got. I know Coach T is going to come with a great game plan, and it's hard to bet against TJ Watt.
What's it like to play for him?
Aside from AB, Coach T is probably my favorite coach.
I love Mike Tomlin so much.
He's a great guy.
Man, I love Mike Tomlin.
Just a great, great coach and an even better person.
Yes, sir.
Aaron Rodgers makes me want to vomit, but I have to go with Pittsburgh instead. I'm taking the Steelers. Stupid. All right, Steelers it is. All right, Rams. Oh, this actually might end up being a decent game. I think it will. The Rams, formerly of St. Louis, are on the road. They've got the Eagles, who have not lost. Well, I take that back. Their last 19 games, they have won 18 of them, going back to last year. The Eagles are unbelievable. So, in Philadelphia, it's the Rams. Chuck, what do you think?
The Rams have a Saquon Barkley problem.
Hmm.
They don't do very well against him. We're taking the Eagles at home. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagles, fly, he says. All right, Cam and Jake.
It was kind of hard for us to come to a decision on this one. I think Jake is more leaning towards the Rams, but I'm honestly going to go with the Eagles. I think the whole league has a Saquon problem, honestly. So
you've agreed on Philly?
I think so.
Yeah, all right. We'll agree on Philly, but mark my words, I would not be shocked if Stafford beats the Eagles.
I agree with you. I think the Rams are a pretty good team, and I know that St. Louis hates to hear it, but I think it's true. John?
The Eagles have not impressed me thus far in the 2025 season. They're 2-0, I get it, but they beat the Chiefs, you know. The Rams are going to win this game.
Wow.
The Rams are going to win this game.
Wow.
You don't like their infamous tush push?
I like the Eagles. They just haven't impressed me.
Have you seen the tush push? There was a guy who did a deep dive breakdown of the tush push and, you know, slow motion every one of them.
Yeah.
And just about every time, the guards in the center are all jumping off sides, but they're not getting called for it. No wonder it's successful. Well, everybody's jumping off. I'm going to go with Philly. I'm going to go with them until I can't.
If you got Angel Hernandez behind the plate, you don't have to throw strikes.
That's exactly right. All right, so this is a 2-1-1 teams, and they're both intriguing teams. I think the Raiders could end up being pretty good this year. Commanders as well. Both teams 1-1. They play in Washington, Chuck.
I'm taking the Raiders. Jaden Daniels doesn't look like he's going to play. Didn't practice today for the third straight day.
That's right.
I think the Raiders. I like Geno Smith. Let's go.
All right, so Vegas it is. Cam, Jake, what do you think?
We're going to go Commanders.
Whoa, okay.
Being in the professional football business, he's still got today to practice. They'll probably walk through on Saturday. So I think he probably will play. But if he doesn't, I think we got faith in the Commanders.
All right.
They're a good all-around team.
Washington it is. John?
Geno Smith threw for, 12 yards last Sunday? And I'm taking the Commanders in this game.
I am also taking the Commanders out of respect for a very close friend. I finally, you know, I don't like good things to happen to a lot of my football fan friends, but this one I'm making an exception. So I've decided, all right, Washington it is. I'll take Washington.
All right.
Most of my friends, I got Detroit Lions fans friends, and one of them is coming into town today. And I don't want to see him.
Tell him I said hi for me.
I will. I want nothing to do with this man.
Raiders are going to have to navigate the National Guard to get into the stadium over there.
This guy's a big Michigan fan, too.
Go blue.
There you go. All right. So let's see. Okay. Now for the game. I wish this game could be dumped in the lake. It's the Dallas Cowboys and the Chicago Bears. Chuck?
Well, being that Chicago has a scrub for a quarterback.
Holy crap.
Got to go Cowboys. Giddy up.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I like Chuck.
I used to until just now.
We gotta get Chuck in here to fill in.
He did his research before the call.
Yeah, he did.
He has.
Cam Kelly, Jake Sutherland, who are you going with in this one? Think about it.
We're rocking with you, Chris. We're going to go with the Bears, bro.
Thank you. Why are you picking the Bears?
I live in Dallas, and living in Dallas has made it almost impossible to be a Cowboys fan.
So wow.
My whole family's from Louisiana. I'm a Saints fan at heart. So
me
like,
too. Yeah. I love the Saints.
Yeah. So
that's a shame, though. Yeah.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, living anywhere has made it tough for me to be a Cowboys fan. Awful. All right, John.
You're going to see something you may not ever see again, but the Chicago Bears are going to win this football game.
What?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going with the Bears, too. They can't start 0-3.
And the Bears got a St. Louis native starting at safety.
There you go.
Jonathan Owens.
Owens.
Yep.
Mr. Biles.
Mr. Biles.
Yes.
It is Mr. Biles, Simone Biles' husband,
yeah,
plays for the Chicago Bears. All right, the New Orleans Saints in Seattle. Saints haven't won a game yet. They play the Seahawks. Chuck?
Seahawks, too much defense for the Saints, and the Saints have no quarterback. In fact, I think John Hancock could play quarterback for them.
Oh, no. My football career ended in the sixth grade when Marilyn Leibovitz ripped the flag off of my belt, and I fell over and twisted my knee.
Your football career didn't end when the 78-year-old teacher broke up a fight between
Coaching back then. I was on the sidelines, but I came out of coaching and played flag football, and there was Marilyn, and she got me. And then I fell over, and that was the end of it.
All right, Cam and Jake, who are you going with?
This is a tough one, right? Cam being from New Orleans.
You're going against?
I think we are.
Cam?
I think we're going Seattle. They got Charbonnet and Kenneth Walker in the backfield. Mm. Seattle's defense is usually pretty good. So we're gonna go with the Seahawks.
Cam?
We're rebuilding this year. I'm being
okay.
Realistic.
All right, all right.
I ain't going chase.
So the Saints are going to start 0-3, you think? All right.
No team has ever gone unvictorious in a season. The New Orleans Saints are going to win their first.
Wow. You know what? It's either I go with the New Orleans Saints, who I do like. I like that team. Or I go with Jeffrey Dean Morgan's Seahawks. You know Jeffrey Dean Morgan, the actor?
No.
It's a big C. He was Negan in The Walking Dead.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
I love The Walking Dead.
Right?
Yeah. Never saw it.
Yeah. Big Seahawks guy. I love his Seahawks tweets. But I'm going to go with the New Orleans Saints. I'm picking the Saints. I'm going with my guy Cam. If you won't root for your team, if you won't believe in them, I'm going to believe in them.
I wanted to, but I, you know, I'm just trying to be a little bit.
He's calling balls and strikes over here.
He is calling them like he sees them, isn't he? Okay. There's something you need? Oh, okay. All right. I'm getting these hand signals.
Dude,
I don't quite understand
them. Meaningless signals from our producer over here.
We're going to do two more real quick. All right. Cardinals in San Francisco against the Niners. Chuck?
Frisco, too much at home for the Cards.
Cam and Jake?
I like Arizona. I think K-1 to get it done.
All right. Yep. I like that. John?
The Cardinals are going to go to the playoffs this year.
Wow.
The Cardinals are going to beat the 49ers.
Okay. I think I'm picking Arizona also. Yeah, I'm going to pick. Oh, yeah, I feel like I've gone in line with.
Saps.
Yep. That's right. All right, here it is. Sunday night game. Ooh. It's the Chiefs in New York. They've got the Giants. All right, so give me the winner, Chuck, and then the total amount of points scored. The over-under is 45.5.
Kansas City gets off the schneid. They have the best player on the planet, and number 15. Kansas City wins. Total points, we'll go 48.
48 points. All right, Cam and Jake.
We're also going with the Chiefs.
Yep.
Number 15 is going to bounce back. And then we're going to go 47 because of Kansas City's defense. I think they're going to also have a bounce back game.
All right. Very cool. John?
The New York football Giants, who should have beaten the Cowboys last week. It's going to be a low scoring affair. 38 points.
38 points. Well, I am picking Kansas City, and I am going with 44 points in this game. If I don't pick Kansas City, Danan Hughes is going to be pissed at us. So somebody has to pick the
Chiefs.
Oh, that's
right. We're talking to him later.
Yeah, we're talking to him at 11:30. But in the meantime, hey, Chuck,
my best behavior.
Chuck, good luck to you. Enjoy football this weekend. If you win, the only thing you get is you get to come back next Friday and play again.
I think Chuck should come back regardless.
I'm with you, John.
That's not how this game works.
I'm pro Chuck.
I'm a Chuck fan.
Yeah, we're all Chuck.
I love Chuck.
Today, we're all Chuck.
Oh, I thought you were anti-participation trophy. No, he's got to win. He's got to earn it. Chuck, hopefully we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
See ya.
And we have Cam Kelly and Jake Sutherland in studio
Love
with us.
Love these guys. These are great guys.
Yes, and there's a diaper drive coming up. Fill the Warehouse is happening today. And
you know
so we're going to talk about it.
Are?
Yeah, I know. I know.
I had to buy some the other day.
We're going to talk about it and
Hopefully
the upcoming.
I'll get over the condition. No, I'm kidding.
And the upcoming battle. Wait a minute.
I was going to say, who are they for?
Oh, adult diapers.
No, I bought baby diapers.
Okay, baby. You fit in those?
No.
Okay.
I don't change them anymore either.
Just let them go?
That's why God gave me a wife.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Why don't you just put the whole baby in the shower with the diaper? It'll wash out. All right. We've got Cam Kelly and Jake Sutherland. We'll talk about this and the upcoming Battlehawks season next on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We still have an NFL season to get through, and then once that is over, about a month or so later, we'll have Battlehawks season. The UFL is coming back for another season in St. Louis, and Cam Kelly and Jake Sutherland with the Battlehawks are in studio with us. Big day today. Guys, before we talk about the season, which is coming up, like I said, you've got the diaper drive happening. It is the Fill the Warehouse diaper drive. This is part of National Diaper Need Awareness Week. So that is happening today, guys. What goes on?
So we're going to pull up to the diaper drive. We'll be there for about 2 hours, you know, just meeting the fans, meeting the people, and just trying to collect as many diapers as possible. We both started up like our own like respective fundraisers, just try and get as many people to donate as possible. We're both fathers, so this is a cause that is really near and dear to our heart.
Yeah, so this is at the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank Warehouse. It is 6141 Etzel Avenue in St. Louis, and it's started already, and it goes until 6 o'clock today. So as you guys said, I mean, Jake, this is personal to you. You both have kids, and we were just talking off the air about how expensive diapers are.
It's
insane, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, like you said, me and Cam are both fathers. I got a second one on the way. And like Cam was saying, stuff like this is near and dear to our heart just because we understand the hardships some people face when they're trying to provide for families, right? So being able to help people by donating diapers to families in need in the St. Louis area is awesome.
Yeah, the thing about diapers, you know, you can only use them one time.
That's right.
And
I think you only want to.
When I was a kid, you know, they'd put the same one back on you. But
John.
We don't do that anymore. Hey, Cam, you've got a 3-year-old. How are we coming? How's the potty training coming?
Oh, yeah, she's good to go. She's
good
been
to
potty
go.
Trained for about, oh. yeah, like 6-8 months now.
Well done. Yes, and that's still in your future.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
He's used the toilet a couple times.
Okay.
But we're still using we still have the wet diapers.
Yeah, we just went through it with my granddaughter. And, it's interesting. I completely can't. I have no memory of potty training my kids. So whatever trauma you guys are experiencing now, by the time you get to be old, you'll have forgotten everything. But this, you guys do so much for the community here and the Battle Hawks, and it's just a, it's become such a great civic partner, and people in this town have taken to you guys like none of the other teams in the XFL, whatever they are now, whatever UFL. FL you are now. But there's a real special relationship between you guys and St. Louis. How does that feel as a player, as an athlete?
I mean, yeah, it's when we come out of the tunnel and see how many fans are supporting us, when we see everything on social media, we can't help but not want to get to give back to the communities, right? We want to give you guys as much as you give us. The amount of energy you guys pour into us, the amount of love that they pour into us during the games, we want to make sure that they feel reciprocated.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely makes a difference. You know, you go to these other go to the other places when we play, and, you know, they might have 10,000 max or 5,000 people in the stands, and then you come out here and 30,000, the energy and just the excitement that we get from you guys. I mean, we just want to try and give back any way possible. And, you know, something else with the diaper drive, with the donation that we was doing, $100 equals 625 diapers. So, I mean, you go to Walmart or any of these other stores, I mean, you pay $100, you might walk out with 100 diapers, you know. So for us to be able to turn $100 into 625, I mean, we're just trying to give back any way we can.
It's a really great deal. And you guys are you going straight there from here? Or what time are you showing up?
I believe we'll get there at 3:30.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
And is there a website where people could donate if they can't?
There is. I got it right here, John. It is stldiaperbank.org. All the information you need is there, stldiaperbank.org. So if you are in the area or close enough, or maybe you're not, you just want to take a drive today, 6141 Etzel Avenue. It is in St. Louis. It's already started. So get on out there, and until 6 o'clock, it's ongoing. Real quick, you guys ready for the season? I know we don't know when it starts yet, but camp will happen late in March, and then the season pretty quickly after.
Yeah, it should be late February, beginning of March, and then season, if it lines up like it did last year, it would be like March 30th.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, are you a safety or a corner?
Safety.
Oh, have you met Aeneas Williams in town?
No, sir.
Oh, he's a great guy. He lives in St. Louis. He's a pastor now.
Okay.
A Hall of Fame safety for the Rams.
Yes, sir.
And he also played for the Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals.
Jake, who's your favorite tight end?
Do I have to say Anthony Beck?
No, you do not have to say it's the coach.
No, I mean, Anthony obviously was a great tight end. I mean, being able to work with him, and I can emulate a lot of things that he's teaching me and from film study. I would say my favorite tight end of all time probably is Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just because of the hybrid style tight end that he played, right? He put his hand in the dirt and blocked somebody. He'd run routes, catch a ball, jump over someone, score a touchdown. So I like him for sure.
Thanks for not saying Kelsey. Because we're about to talk to Danon Hughes, and that's all he's going to talk about.
There's a blast from the past.
There you go.
A great tight end.
His whole 5.140 speed.
Yeah, right.
Well, guys, good luck at the diaper drive today. It's going to be great. Fill the Warehouse is happening now. 6141 Etzel Avenue in St. Louis, ongoing till 6 o'clock. Cam Kelly and Jake Sutherland will be there from 3 until 5:30. From 3 until 5:30, and they'll be hanging out. So stop by, leave some donations, bring some diapers, and let's fill that place up.
And then Cam and I also have donation pages on our socials. Mine's on my Instagram and Facebook, and I know Cam's is on his Facebook as well, too, if you want to donate if you're not in town.
Yep.
Sounds great.
Jake Sutherland and Cam Kelly with only one E.
That's right.
Yes.
Because what's his name?
Michael Kelly.
Yeah,
he's got two.
Yeah. He's not here, so we don't have to talk about
him. He's in Greece.
Yeah, he is in Greece. All right, stldiaperbank.org, the website with all the information. Cam Kelly and Jake Sutherland. It's good to talk to you guys again. Thanks for coming in studio. This is way better than the phone.
Of course.
So next time you're on, you have to come in.
All right, deal. Cool.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Yes,
sir. And good luck this season. We'll talk before that, but good luck today, good luck in the upcoming season.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Guest House Gang is coming up at 12 o'clock. We got plenty of Cardinals talk there. It will be Matt Pauley, Mike Claiborne, and me. John Rooney will be on the show at 12:30. Howard Richards at 12:45. So you'll want to listen in starting at noon. But right now, It's time to talk a little Chiefs football. We are the home of the Chiefs here on 104.1 FM KMOX. Danon Hughes is the Chiefs radio analyst and former wide receiver for the team. They will take on the Giants Sunday at 7:20, and that game will be right here on 104.1 FM KMOX. Time to bring in Danon. How's it going, friend?
Going all right. I'm already up here in New Jersey. I'm visiting my high school. Shout out to the Bayonne High School, Bayonne Bees. They got a game tonight against Irvington. So I got actually a weekend, a trifecta weekend. I get Bayonne football. Then I got Iowa versus Rutgers tonight at Rutgers. And then we got the Chiefs game on Sunday. So this is a fun-filled weekend for me.
So how many wins are you about to see this weekend?
Three.
Okay. All right.
Three. That's the only right number. We got to start with my high school tonight. They'll run through Irvington. I feel that. And then Iowa against Rutgers. You know, my Hawkeyes, we're putting up points on the board now, so we're going to run through the Scarlet Knights. And then we got to get our first win Sunday night. The Chiefs cannot go against Baltimore next week being 0-3.
Yeah, it's very early in the season. You're down a couple of your key offensive pieces at the receiver position. But it kind of feels like this is as close to a must-win game this early in the season that I can think of.
Yeah, it's definitely uncharted territory for the Chiefs. If you remember back in 2021, we did start the season 3-4, but we did not have a three-game losing streak. So to say it's a must-win game, I don't know if it's that far. I don't know if we're desperate for a win. I just think that we have to have something positive. This organization is used to winning. We're used to having high standards. We've set the bar so high of consistency that being in this circumstance where, you know, we're at the bottom of the AFC West, and not only that, but we're also allowing teams like the Chargers to separate themselves from us. They have an opportunity to go 3-0 in the AFC West. So we can't afford any more losses, especially in the near future. But it all starts Sunday night against another desperate team in the Giants.
So, yeah, I mean, when you look at the Chiefs at 0-2, I see them very differently than I see, say, the Giants at 0-2 or the Bears at 0-2. That even though they are 0-2, I have this feeling that by the time we get to the end of the year, this is still very likely a playoff team, is it not?
Oh, I believe that 100%. And I've said this year in and year out. If we're healthy in January, you're scared as an opponent. It doesn't matter if we get there by being 10-7 or 14-3. If we're healthy in January, then we're going to be a force to be reckoned with. And, you know, we don't want to have the uphill battle. We haven't had to have that with Patrick Mahomes at the quarterback position. But we also have to recognize that we're everyone's Super Bowl. Every time we come to town, this is like a Super Bowl for the other team. So they're going to play their best game. They're going to have the ability to be most amped up and ready for the game and ready for the challenge. They know if they beat us, if they play well against us, that they've accomplished something more than maybe any other team. So we recognize that. We've been down this road for a long time. It's just about now getting a W. We've lost the last three games, a Super Bowl blowout, but then the last two games against two teams that everybody believes is the cream of the crop of the AFC and the NFC, in the Chargers and the Eagles, and we only lost by one score without Xavier Worthy, without Rasheed Rice. And I feel like that tide is going to turn soon. It's just a matter of getting it done sooner than later.
Yeah, and you mentioned the schedule. It has been a brutal schedule to start the season. Hopefully this week will be a little let up. The Giants, not the same caliber of club that the others were. Is there a particular aspect of this Chiefs team right now that you think is underperforming expectations? Is it the pass rush, the secondary? Is there some aspect of the team that is a concern for you, Danon?
Yeah, I think the running game is definitely a concern. We are 0-3 when Patrick Mahomes leads the team in rushing. The last 2 weeks, he's led the team in rushing. and we've lost both of those games. The fact that we haven't gotten a turnover on defense, that's an issue as well. We got to turn the ball over and put pressure on opposing offenses. We've had to play from behind in both games, and that's unfamiliar territory. So that gets us out of sorts. That's part of the reason why we haven't run the ball well. So those three things are pretty much what come to mind for me and where we can improve. You can't sustain greatness by not running the ball efficiently and playing from behind and then not getting turnovers. Now, fortunately, we've only turned the ball over one time, but like you think about opportunities last week, there was a ball that glanced off of A.J. Brown's hands that was just about 2 feet short of Jaden Hicks getting an interception. There was one that went screaming over the head of Shamari Connor. That could have been an interception, an errant throw by Jalen Hurts. Like, it's a game of inches, and that's literally how it's been these first 2 weeks. So if we can change that around, I think we'll be in good position. But we also have to recognize that Wilson, he's had our number. He's done well against us in the past, and he's one of the best throwers of the deep ball to play the game. And we have to be ready for that. So they got nothing to lose. They're at home, Sunday Night Football, and they're going to try to get their first win, and we got to combat that.
Yeah, so the Kansas City Chiefs, again, this is a game that I think they are going to end up winning. And as you said, Danan, they are very likely to end up winning. As you look at the very beginning part of this season, the Giants are, I think, a get right game. And that's probably what it's going to be for them. And I think we all sort of agree on that. But after the Super Bowl of last year and seeing what the Eagles have done and the reality that they have now won 18 of their last 19 games going back to last year, are the Chiefs, in your opinion, are they still? Because I think when we talked about this before, you still felt like they were the best team in the NFL despite the record. Do you still think that they are?
I think when we are healthy, we are the best team in the AFC. Until we beat an NFC team, we got the Lions coming up. We obviously lost to the Eagles. We got Dallas on Thanksgiving. You got multiple teams that are going to be playoff teams. We still got to go to Buffalo, and we got to play the Commanders, who, you know, went to the NFC Championship last year, or at least deep into the playoffs. So, like, to me, we can prove. We still got a lot to prove. And as coaches do in the NFL, they break the season up into quarters. Now, it doesn't equally work this way since they added a 17th game, but if you talk about the first quarter of the season and we can beat the Giants and come back home and beat the Ravens, we're 2-2 with our top two receivers out for most of those games. So I feel like we'd be in a good position if we're healthy. Whether or not the tag of being the best in the AFC or the NFL really matters, I don't know, but I can tell you that if we're playing at a full clip at the end of the season with playoffs, with playoff implications on the line, I like our chances.
Do we have a good idea when Worthy is coming back into the lineup?
I think there's been some chatter about him being back this weekend. He practiced. He was a full participant, he and Jalen Royals, this week. So you got the draft pick, the highly touted draft pick that we had that hasn't seen the field yet, and then you got Xavier Worthy. That has been lost since the third play of the first game. So if both of those guys are available, I think it adds definitely some firepower to our offense. The creativity of Andy Reid and Matt Nagy, I think, will be on point. And, like, what better time than now? I mean, it would have been great to win at least one of these past two games with Worthy out, but it's the nature of the NFL. But I don't think we need to get into a position where we're 0-3 going to play the Baltimore Ravens and then having to go to Monday Night Football against the Jacksonville Jaguars and then the Detroit Lions. Like, there's a gauntlet coming up in that second and third quarter of the season that we need to get some wins on the board.
What part of Jersey are you from?
Bayonne, New Jersey.
Bayonne.
Shout out to the Bayonne Bees up here, exit 14A on the turnpike.
Yep.
This is my alma mater. I'm actually on the call here from my high school training room.
Sweet. Now, I'm a Rutgers grad, so you're playing my team tomorrow or tonight, I guess.
Sorry in advance.
Yeah. I'm used to it.
He's used to it. Danan, we love talking football with you every Friday. Good luck to you. Enjoy high school football. Enjoy college football tomorrow. And then the Chiefs game on Sunday. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That is Danan Hughes, former receiver for the Chiefs and radio analyst. You can hear him and Mitch Holthus with the call of the Chiefs game coming up Sunday here on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Sweet.
John, we're hearing that, the machinists, the union machinists,
right,
on strike at Boeing have voted overwhelmingly to submit another offer to the company.
Right.
So they have a pre-ratified offer, which is going to the company. Now it's on Boeing. And so 90% of machinists are in favor of this. So another offer going their way. The strike continues, however.
Yeah.
But this is a hopefully movement in the right direction, and we will keep you updated if there is a development on that. John Hancock, Chris Ronji on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, a look back at this week's Chris and Amy Show, Out of Context.
You know, it's 6:15. We got to go. Can everybody live with Applebee's? No.
John Hancock, would you love to live to be 100?
No.
That is busting right there.
Right.
I mean, every stitch of clothes I had smelled like a hog farm.
Is there less or more hot air than a convention?
There's like a lot of hot air at this thing.
Like a party convention.
I mean, a lot of hot air at this thing.
Well, we always do the week out of context when we get to this point on Friday mornings before we get to the Gas House Gang. John Hancock.
Yo.
And Chris Ronji, a lot of that was you, John. So here's what we do. We play a game where Matt will play for us something that one of us has said, and we have to provide the context for it.
The context.
That's right. If you can remember it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, John. As we said, a lot of these are you, so provide some context to this clip of yours.
I mean, every stitch of clothes I had smelled like a hog farm. Yes, that was me describing the occasion back in 1996 when I was touring the Whiteside Farms in Chillicothe, Missouri, a big hog operation. As part of my campaign for Missouri Secretary of State, I felt like I needed to get in touch with our agricultural roots. And I got back into my car, and I stunk like a hog farm for the rest of the day.
You had a suit on or something, right? Yeah, you wore a suit to a hog farm.
That I no longer possess.
That's right.
Well, rough. Ronj, why did you ask this question to John Hancock?
John Hancock, would you love to live to be 100?
No.
Oh, because Japan broke the record for the most 100-year-olds?
Yes.
They have
a lot of them.
Yeah, like the most of any country in the world.
That's right.
I can't remember how many, but
per capita.
Yeah, it's a lot.
They got a lot of them over there.
Yeah, they have somebody who's 114 right now.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Rachel Zimmerman goes over there all the time. Maybe she'll live
her boyfriend.
Yeah.
John, another one for you.
Oh boy. You know, it's 6:15. We got to go. Can everybody live with Applebee's? No.
You're talking about Applebee's.
Yeah, but I wasn't talking about Applebee's.
You're right.
I was talking about something else, about the difficulty in getting people to agree on anything. But I can't be more specific than that.
That's the gist of what I got, too. It was just a political discussion. We're talking about the political tension in the country now. You're talking about getting people to agree with to agree on certain things. It's like getting people to agree to the same dinner place.
There you go. So,
accounts.
Give me a point.
Okay, that's right. Yeah. I remember that conversation now.
Vaguely.
All right, Ranj, this one is the two of you. I'll play this one here.
Is there less or more hot air than a convention?
There's like a lot of hot air at this thing.
Like a party convention.
I mean, a lot of hot air at this thing.
I know what this is. We were talking about the balloon glow.
Yes.
That's right.
And you're talking about the hot gas, and then you said that it's like the Democratic or Republican National Convention.
The more hot air. I'm going to this thing tonight. To the balloon glow.
I love balloon glow weekend because it lets you know fall's coming.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I love it.
It's going to be awesome.
Last one for you. It's actually Brad Young who filled in on Tuesday. Mm. So this is a fair game for anybody.
All okay.
Right. That is bussing right there.
Right. I know what it is. So we were playing the game. Matt Pajeski here was asking us if we knew millennial dating terms. Gen Z dating terms.
Yes.
And I knew like all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
It was disturbing.
Yeah. And then we had a texter who texted in, say, hey, this segment is bussing, which means it's really good.
Oh.
If something is bussing, John,
yeah,
it means it's really good.
I remember when they passed bussing back in the 70s. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember that, Ranj?
No.
The mandatory school desegregation.
Okay.
A lot of politicians were against busing out there.
Yeah, when I was alive, that wasn't a thing because we had gotten past that part of history, you know? We decided as a society that we were not going to do that anymore.
Yes.
Anyway.
That's all right. What I got for you guys. Good job.
So we did well.
Good job, Matt.
Yeah, not a single missed one.
How about Matt Pajeski?
He's great, isn't he?
He's a treasure is what he is.
He had a car problem, this man?
Yeah.
Oh, how's your car?
Solved.
Right. You're the proud owner of a new car.
New car.
Hey, real quick, we need to give away Jordan Davis tickets.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, damn, we haven't done that yet?
No.
All right, we need caller number 6 to the contest line, 955-1120. Jordan Davis, September 27th at Chaffetz Arena.
Just in the nick of time.
Caller number 6. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Caller number 6, 955-1120.
Answering the phone.
314-955-1120. Good luck, and this is your last chance to win tickets for the whole week.
Jordan Love tickets, man.
Jordan Davis.
Jordan Davis tickets. It's even better.
Jordan Davis.
Jordan Love is not a very good singer.
He's a football player.
That's might explain
that's
a lot.
That's why.
I don't think he's a very good football player either.
You kidding me?
He's overrated. He's, you know what they call, exposed. He's going to be exposed very, very soon.
Wow.
And then Caleb will emerge as the best quarterback in the NFC North under the tutelage of Ben Johnson, the brand new head coach of your Chicago Bears.
Good luck with that.
All right.
Yep.
John Hancock, it was fun hanging out with you for the week.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, go away now. You can go play snooker by yourself.
I know, it's sad.
You need to, honestly, press Hot Shots to put in a snooker table in some of their locations.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, stay on them for that. Justin Boyd, he'll be on it for you.
He's on it.
John Hancock, love you, buddy. Thank you.
Feeling is mutual, Ranj.
John Hancock, Chris Ranji. This has been the Chris and Amy Show. Amy is back Monday, we think. We'll be back with you then. Anything you missed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, have a terrific weekend. But if you want to talk some sports, you could do that with us. Mike Claiborne, Matt Pauly, Chris Ranji. Next on the Gas House Gang on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.